Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Happy Monday, Padres fans. It's time to discuss the weekend that was for the Padres with our Ben and Woods Linsider, Dennis Lynn from The Athletic. Brought to you by the all-new Hummel Casino Resort, the player's place. Things are about to get real with the all-new Hummel Casino Resort. With gorgeous rooms and exciting new eats and drinks, it gets real this summer at Hummel Casino Resort, the player's place.
We may need an alternate opening for Dennis that doesn't start with Happy Monday, Padres fans.
Monday!
Not Monday, Padres fans, because not too happy as we welcome Dennis Lynn from The Athletic. Tough weekend for the Padres offense in particular, Dennis, and I want to start there because I think the biggest argument right now among the fan base is this indicative of bigger problems for the Padres offense, or is this simply one of those stretches that every team goes through over the course of a season, regardless of whether they have a good offense or not?
Yeah, I think you can read it as a little more symptomatic of something maybe a little more concerning than just the bad series, because if you go back to, I think, April 15th, they've been averaging barely 4 runs per game. And of course they had quite a few injuries in between, but at the same time, they had the sweep by the Tampa Bay Rays at Petco Park. You had, of course, a 21-0 beatdown of the Rockies. But if you take that game out, that average goes way down below 4 runs per game. So, obviously last season, the Padres offense kind of fueled them into October. And, this season it's been more up and down. And part of that has to do with the composition of some of the bench guys. They're not quite getting, what they got last season from guys like Donovan Solano and David Peralta, of course, in the starting lineup from Kaho Gashioka, catcher. So it's going to be an uphill battle, I think, to try to get some of that back, because right now they're maybe a little bit handcuffed in what they can do, but still early in the season, they're still 9 games above 500. So all things being equal, I think they would take where they are right now versus where they were exactly a year ago.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I'm trying to keep that perspective, too, talking to Dennis Lynn here on Ben and Woods this morning. And yeah, I mean, it was, you remember last year, Dennis, it was win one, lose one, win two, lose two. I mean, it was like dead 500 team at the break, at 500. And we still have a while till the break gets here. I mean, we absolutely, I'm trying to keep the perspective of, hey man, 9 games above 500. They answered the bell. I've said it a couple times this morning. We all challenged them to get off to a hot start this year. We have. Well, everybody said, no, none of this second half, praying for a miracle stuff. We challenged them to get off to a hot start. It's hard for me to sit here and say, 9 games above 500 isn't a hot start. It absolutely is. I also don't subscribe that, well, they've gotten lucky. When they're hot, when that offense is firing, they're really tough to beat. They don't strike out a ton. They put the ball in play. But man, when they are off, it is one of the uglier products out there.
And they're still not really striking a whole lot. I know there were a couple, obviously, strikeouts with bases loaded, past weekend, but I think they still have the fewest strikeouts in the majors. But yeah, I think part of the ugliness is, like, if you're not going to hit and you're not hitting for power either, and the Mariners weren't hitting a ton either over the weekend, but like the times they did get hold of the ball, they were hitting it over the fence. So if you're not going to, you know, provide consistent pop and you're also not making your normal level of contact, it kind of has a sap on the energy kind of effect. And you saw, I mean, it was the 19th, 20th, and 21st sell crowds of the year at Petco over the weekend. And yeah, the energy in the building was down, and, you know, guys were obviously pressing a little bit at the plate, trying to get something going. But I do think it's notable that it does feel quite a bit different than the first couple homestands of the year, where they were really putting a lot of pressure on opposing teams, you know, running the bases, stealing bases, and kind of moving the ball just up and down the lineup. But yeah, if you're not making your normal level of contact again, it's just not going to be the same. And that's kind of the chicken or egg thing, right? So but they just kind of have to get back to, I think, just making it simple and trying to make contact. And yeah, Rogers Center is not Petco Park. It'll probably be a little friendlier there as far as the ball flight. But you got to, I think, stick to what got you here, which is, you know, making contact and moving the line.
Well, you talked about it, you mentioned it, and something we haven't brought up, I don't think, in a while, but that style of baseball, the pressure, 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 keep the pressure on them, force them to make bad throws, we're going to run, we're going to steal, it seems like it's ground to a halt, and maybe that's recency bias on my part a little bit. I know that you had some of those guys were out and injured, but it does feel like there's been a little bit of a shift in that. You know, yeah, we're not sitting around waiting for the three-run homer. We're sitting around waiting for another single to drive in a run after two guys have hit singles.
I think a lot of it goes to also, to your point, I mean, when your big guys aren't doing much, it's going to look uglier. You know, Jackson Maron, Manny Machado obviously had a rough series. Tatis had that home run yesterday, but obviously it was kind of an empty series for him mostly as well. But yeah, it kind of goes back to if their big guys aren't carrying them, that's what can happen, because the depth at the bottom of the lineup is not what it was last season. But yeah, you just, I think that the pressure that kind of defined them early in the season and throughout last summer, that's something you definitely like to see more of. But no, I think there's just it's just a matter of just the DNA of this lineup versus what it was last year. It's quite a bit different, even if, you know, that the main guys are still the main guys. It's not having a Donovan Solano at the bottom of the order to, you know, kind of keep the line moving. That's really made a marked difference. So I think the Padres will have to do something. I just don't know what it will be right now.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there, and we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Talking to Dennis Lynn from The Athletic, and it's almost jarring, Dennis, to see Jackson Merrill struggle. He's in a 1-for-19 slump over his past five games. That barely qualifies as a slump, but for him, it is. It's one of the worst stretches of his career. What kind of reporting in terms of what Jackson is doing right now? We heard some talk about a stomach virus. We saw a wrap around his hand.
Showed a blister,
yeah,
too. Gnarly blister.
Is there anything that you kind of know about what's going on with Jackson? Or are pitchers maybe attacking him a different way? I mean, he swings a lot always. That hasn't really changed much. Just give us your thoughts on Jackson Merrill.
Well, I think it's a combination of everything. Maybe the blister, maybe not feeling 100%. you know, he came back and he was on fire, right? Like, he looked like the best hair in the world after coming off the IL. And I think we forget sometimes that he's still only 22 years old, didn't play a whole lot in the minors, hasn't played a whole lot in the majors. And yeah, I think he's arguably the best center fielder in baseball already. But we also have to remember, yeah, he's still developing, still learning, still adjusting to the league, adjusting to him after the great rookie season that he had. But yeah, I think the chase rate's definitely something that it was top of his mind coming into this season. He's pretty analytical and studies a lot of video and looks at a lot of metrics. So that's definitely something he was aware of coming into this season. And to your point, Ben, yeah, the chase rate's just as high as ever, and he's swinging a lot at a ton of pitches. So I think pitchers are kind of taking advantage of that over-eagerness. And, you know, he hasn't had a whole lot of slumps in his young career. I think he's one for his last 19, which, you know, doesn't seem like a lot for most guys. But when you're young and you're 22 and you want to make something happen, maybe you can get a little over-eager at some times. So I wouldn't be too worried about him. I think he's the kind of guy who knows you know, what his strengths are and how to get back to that. But at the same time, maybe we should just temper our expectations of him hitting 400 for the rest of the season.
Yes, I would say that's a fair temperance of expectations. I don't think Jax Merrill's going to hit 400. Dennis Lynn joins us this morning, and we do this, man, as fans. Like, hey, this guy's not getting the job done. Let's call up Luis Camposano, who's continuing to mash. What is your sense of what the organization feels about Luis Camposano? We've heard things, right? Everybody hears things. I've heard it's kind of an internal struggle. You know, one side is still all in and maybe another side is not. And, you know, I don't know which is which, but what is your sense on where they are with Luis Camposano? Because, again, you need a guy that can slug. He's been slugging, but he's also been given a dozen chances, Dennis, and it's never really materialized.
I think if you were to give truth serum to the organization, they would have traded him for something decent or something good, even most recently or as far back as a few years ago. Obviously that hasn't happened. His trade value is not high around the league. There's only so much demand for a defensively limited catcher who seems like he could be, you know, kind of settling into becoming kind of one of those quad A type hitters who you just mashes in the PCO and he comes up and can't really sustain it. And again, the defense really kind of limits his usefulness. But yeah, right now I'd say it's a lot of the same as the last couple of years, that they'd love to move him if they could. And there's not, again, a lot of interest around the league. But yeah, if he's going to keep hitting like this and bottom of your line is going to keep struggling, you do have to consider bringing him back up. I know he had a really quick cup of coffee a couple of weeks ago, but they don't have a lot of catching depth in the organization right now, besides, you know, Diaz and Maldonado, and both those two guys aren't hitting. Obviously, that's not what they're here for. They're here for, you know, pitching staff management and guiding this pitching staff through a season, which they've done a pretty good job of so far, I think. But, yeah, Luis, if he's going to come back up, he's probably not going to be catching unless there's an injury. And if, you know, he's not going to be doing that for his team, I think they do have to maybe just consider just moving him for what they can.
Last thing for me, Dennis, we saw Gavin Sheets make his second start of the season in left field yesterday. Clearly, I mean, I'm going to throw out the play looked horrible when he went backwards, got turned around, lost his glove over the fence. Certainly was not
we've all been there.
The prettiest look for an outfielder. But at the same time, is it possible that that is the best option for the Padres going forward? As rough as that play looked, he did make some routine catches out there, and you're not asking necessarily for the best defense out of your left fielder. Could we be seeing more of that ahead?
Not to dwell on it, but yeah, I can't say I've ever seen a left fielder or any kind of outfielder lose his glove.
You've never played Sunday ball, Dennis. You see that stuff all the time. I saw it 2 weeks ago with our first baseman. It happens.
Yeah, but this is Holy Sheets we're talking about.
That's true. Derry Bonds.
Him, hold him to a little higher standard.
That's fair enough.
No, he's obviously done more than his part, especially on the offensive end for a team that really needed a boost. And I know I was kind of panning their lack of depth at the bottom lineup, but he's been a godsend, obviously. No pun intended with Holy Sheets, but yeah, he's not an outfielder really. He's more of a DH and occasional first baseman. But yeah, I think at this point they're willing to try it because they sat Jason Hayward three out of four games against a right-handed starting pitcher. and they had Brandon Lockridge take a couple of starts, but he's obviously not going to provide a lot of offense and pop. So if the Sheets can do it for just a little bit while they figure out something else, I think that's something they're open to. But yeah, if you can kind of limit his exposure to left field or just the outfield and defense in general, I think you're serving all parties the best there if you can do that, just kind of, you know, limit him to being a DH. But yeah, right now they just don't have a lot of options, and then they're obviously searching for one. And I don't think you're going to turn to a guy like who was just released by the Dodgers, Chris Taylor.
No.
His underlying numbers are even worse than Jason Hayward's, and, you know, he's almost 35 himself. So, again, I don't know exactly what the Padres can do in May. It's not even Memorial Day yet in left field. But, yeah, they have to do something, which is why you're probably going to see maybe a little bit more of Gavin Sheets out there.
Dennis, really appreciate it. We'll talk to you again next Monday when the Padres return home to face the Miami Marlins. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Take care.
Dennis Lynn from The Athletic, our Lynn Sider.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.